sitting here admiring your autograph on there.
And
must
Louise
be some
Scruggs.
History there. Huh?
Well, Earl Scruggs and Louise Scruggs.
Wow.
She's the tougher one of the two.
When was that, that was signed?
Oh, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Something to be proud of. I've noticed more people having their instruments signed today by Doc and everything.
They're heroes.
I never thought about that.
They're heroes.
Yeah.
That's what matters. Jay Unger taught me how to play. He's a fiddler. He wrote, remember the PBS special, The Civil War? Well, I grew up near West Point Military Academy in New York, and it was just an ad in the newspaper. I went to him and said, hey, would you teach me how to play like that kid in the movie, Deliverance? And when he got up off the ground laughing, he said, no, but I can show you this other style. It's call hammer and frailing. And he and John Cohen from the New Law City Ramblers taught that course. And I made 5 of 8 courses. So there it is. And then I moved to Crystal River and 1981 and met the Rice family, and his lifelong relationship, his musical / friendship. Tony's the one that got me going on this thing. I started professionally in 95, and he used to take me out with the Tony Rice unit around the country as a guest. And I would come out and do 2 tunes. And he basically taught me how to stand up in front of a crowd, how to play in front of a crowd. I'd be on his left shoulder. And we play these duet tunes that we recorded on the 2 CDs. And I'd be sitting there concentrating. There'd be a huge crowd outside and trying to play my best, you know, and not overdo it. And he'd be leaning in my shoulder going, now we're playing country, aren't we? You know, just trying to bust me up. And he almost did, you know. It's what he always does that. I mean, to this day, he'll always try to bust me up. And he comes so close to doing it.
Farewell has got to be a song everybody in the whole country knows.